In our gospel this morning, Jesus uses two images. Hopefully you all had your listening ears turned on, because the question I have for you all, what two images did Jesus use in the gospel this morning? Does anyone remember? You just heard it, like 30 seconds ago. What two images does Jesus use? I see some kindergarten hands over here. Yes. He did die on the cross, but that wasn't one of the images from the gospel today, but good guess. Yes. Shield, yep, that was from a few weeks ago. Good guess as well. Yes. Say that again. Love of God, somewhat, yeah. We're getting a little closer. They're tangible images. They're concrete images. It's not just an abstract image. He uses two very concrete images. Yes. Not quite. Again, they're concrete. They're tangible. Soldiers, that's one of them. Yes, a king preparing to go to battle. And he's taking count of how many troops he has and how many troops the opposing army has. That was the second image. Good job. What about the first image we heard in the gospel today? Kind of similar theme. Like a building. Exactly. Do you remember what type of building? Not quite a house. Yes, a tower. Building a tower. So the two images Jesus uses today in our gospel is the building of a tower and a king preparing to go to war. We're going to focus on that first image. Building a tower. Building a structure. Now, throughout life, we will, through the course of our life, build basically a tower of our faith. If we think of our faith life like a structure, we're building that tower as we go throughout life. So when you're building a tower, when you're building a church, when you're building a house, what's the very first thing you need to do? Maybe you're learning this in STEM. I don't know if the STEM classes teach you all about the basics of engineering. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But even if you're not learning that in STEM, I think most of us know, what's the very first thing you do when you go to build a structure? Do you just start building? What's the first thing you do when you go to start building a structure? Yes. Plan it out, yes. But even like a more, again, tangible, concrete thing, what's the very first thing you do when you're starting to build a structure? Get supplies, yes. And then what do you do with those supplies? What's the first thing you build? Think about the church here. Before we build the walls, before we build the roof, before we even build the floor, what's the first thing that we do to make sure that the building stands strong? Dig a hole, and then what do we put in the hole? What's that kind of part of the building? Cement, which we also call a foundation. Yeah, you're on the right track. We build the foundation. We build that upon which the whole building is going to stand. Deacon Oren can probably talk to you about all the mechanics of how that works. He works in construction, so he can tell you about the importance of having a good foundation. Without a good foundation, the tower, the building, the church, the house, whatever you're building, won't be able to stand up to the test of time. When it's shaken by the winds, the rain, the storms, it's just going to fall down. So if we're thinking about what's the foundation of the tower of our faith, what might that be? What is the very first thing that we all do when we start building up our faith? It's the foundational moment of our faith. We are reminded of it every single time we come into church, because we put it at the entrance of the church to remind us that this is the entrance into, this is our foundational moment as Christians, as believers in Christ. So what do you think the foundation of the tower of our faith is? What moment in our life? This probably happened for many of you when you're newly born babies. It's a hint. Maybe our eighth graders can help us out at this point. The wise and the prudent eighth graders. What might be the foundation of our faith? And we're reminded about it every single time we walk in and out of the church. Yeah.
Baptism.
Our baptism, precisely. Our baptism is that foundational point. Our baptism is that point at which we become Christians. It's that foundational moment upon which everything else is built. Without our baptism, we have no faith, because part of baptism is receiving the gift of faith that God is giving us. Yes, our parents make our baptismal promises when we're young. We'll eventually make our baptismal promises and renew them when we grow old. But baptism is that foundational moment in our faith. It's that foundation of the tower of our faith. Great, so we have the foundation, baptism. What do we build on top of the foundation? We build the structure, right? We build the structure, we build the walls, we build the supports, we build everything on top of that foundation. Now, what in the tower of our faith, this image of using a tower as a representation of our faith, what is that structure? What are those tangible, concrete things that hold up and support our faith? And there's a hint, there may be seven of them. Yes. Eucharist is one of them, yes. What about you? Confirmation, yes. So another way to put this is they are the seven what? Seven sacraments. The seven sacraments form that structure. They are that which holds together the tower of our faith. They are the support, because when we go to confession, we're making sure that everything is all right. We're basically, in some sense, making sure the tower is level. And if it's not, we're making some tweaks to make sure it's back to being level, because you don't want to end up with the Leaning Tower of Pisa as your, you know, faith life, where it's all wonky and bending over. We want a tower that's standing tall and straight, much like the bell tower we have, the peace tower we have at St. Francis. But we also need to make sure that we have the necessary support throughout our life. And the great gift of the Eucharist, Jesus present with us, is that great gift that we can go time and again to be our support, be our sure refuge, be that comfort in the storm, to ensure that the tower of faith is standing strong and steady. As you grow older and you'll get confirmed, confirmation is that completion of the sacraments of initiation. It's that giving of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in a new and vibrant way. It really helps to, again, kind of make sure that the building of our faith is secure, that we have what we need to weather any storm in life. Okay, so we've got the foundation, baptism. We've got the structure, that's which holds everything together. What's the last thing we probably need in any building? You know, when they're building this place, they built the columns, they built this roof, they built everything. And then the very last thing they would have done when building this building, building the school, would have been to add the decorations, the crucifix, painting the ceiling blue with the gold stars, adding the images of our patron saints, of Mary, of Joseph, installing the fixtures like the altar, the ambo. What do you think in our life are the ornamentations, the decorations that we add to the tower of our faith as we grow older? You can do this as a kindergartner, and you can do this as an eighth grader. What do you think are the decorations on the tower of our faith? Any ideas? Yes. Prayer, yep, absolutely. Prayer is definitely one of them. Now I'm going to make the big long journey around because the eighth graders should know another one, because they may or may not have done something that would be a great decoration, a great ornament in the tower of their faith life yesterday as I joined them on a little field trip, more of a mission trip. Eighth graders, what do you think as another ornamentation or decoration that we put on to the tower of our faith? Say that again. Service or acts of charity, exactly. So yesterday, the eighth grade class all together went to Meals for the Heartland and boxed up and prepared meals for children who are starving over, I believe in Africa is where these meals are going, but they go throughout all the world. Sometimes they go to Haiti. And so those acts of charity, that showing God's love to others, are the ways we can decorate the tower of our faith. Praying, spending time with the Lord, praying the rosary, are ways in which we can decorate the tower of our faith. I want you all to use this image. Think about this image today. Think, what is the tower of my faith looking like right now? Does it look like a fully completed tower that rivals the beauty of the Eiffel Tower or Big Ben in London? Or does it need a little bit of work? Is it starting to lean a little bit? Maybe I need to go to confession to bring things back to being level. Maybe it's lacking ornamentation. I've got my foundation. I was baptized. I got my structure. I go to Mass on Sunday, go to confession like 2 or 3 times a year, but it's bare. It'd be like being in the church without any decoration, kind of bland and boring. What's the tower of your faith look like? And once you know that, you can know the ways in which to improve upon your tower of faith, to make it rival the beauty of the great towers of the world, whether it's the Sears Tower, the Empire State Building, that tower, the principal building downtown. Hopefully you want to have a tower of faith that rivals the most beautiful towers we have in the world. Because at the end of our lives, we'll present these towers to God. I don't know about you, but I want to present a tower of faith to God that is solid, that is sturdy, that is beautiful, that rivals the beauty of St. Peter's in Rome. Hopefully you do too. And don't worry. If your tower is in need of a little work, you can work on it today. You can work on it tomorrow and the next day. It's a lifelong building project of building up our faith. So think about your tower today and think about what you need to do to continue to make that the most beautiful tower, the most beautiful offering to God when you see him face to face, God willing, in 80, 90 years from now. But he'll be asking you for it. Will you present him a beautiful tower? Or will you just have the foundation to present him?